Good evening and welcome to Rick Bizzio's Franchise Focus, certainly my favorite time of the month where I get to bring on franchise executives, reporters, franchisees, everyone who has a say in the storytelling within franchising and what it takes to own and operate a successful franchise location. So as you guys know, we've had some excellent shows so far this year, you know, bringing on Stan Friedman, who we'll have back on tonight, and Michael Stone to talk about the Pro Athlete Franchise Initiative and how that's building a bridge between athletes and the franchising space. Most recently, I brought on John Reynolds from the IFA Educational Foundation to talk about the most recent franchise business economic outlook, you know, numbers and figures and trends related to why franchising is poised for growth this year, despite some tough challenges like the joint employer situation with NLRB, you know, what defines a long work week, what the minimum wage is. But despite those factors, there are so many great things happening within franchising that keep it growing and outpacing the American economy at large. So just a few housekeeping before I jump into the show with Stan, where we'll talk about his company, FRM Solutions, take you through his approach at the upcoming IFA show, and give you guys some key takeaways as far as how you can use their technology and their product extremely well to learn what it takes to be an effective franchisee or as a franchisor to learn how to connect more effectively with the franchisees you're trying to influence. Of course, if you have any questions on this show or any others or want to give us some feedback about some things you'd like to hear, please feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at EducatedZ. That's Educated Z-E-E. You can find Rick on LinkedIn and myself as well, Rick Bizzio and Graham Chapman. And then also, definitely check out on entrepreneur.com Rick's most recent article that talks about the million-dollar question within franchising, which is talking about, you know, this question he receives all the time, talking about what makes a franchise concept proven, how do I know it's the right fit for me, all those types of questions that you experience during your due diligence process. And obviously check him out at educatedfranchisee.com and afranchisecoach.com. So to get rolling here, Stan, you know, appreciate you coming on again. I know you've heard that question a lot. You know, how do I determine if a franchise concept is proven? How do I go about finding out which franchise opportunities right for me? And on the franchisor side, you know, how do I promote this image of my brand or, you know, approach franchise development in a different way? That's, you know, a lot of these questions you hear at FRM Solutions. Sure. And you've heard throughout your, you know, franchising career. So first of all, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on again.
Hey, great to be back with you. And I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you, Graham, as always.
Absolutely. So talking about, you know, franchising growing and, you know, what makes a concept proven and the dynamic between franchisors and franchisees, which I know is something you guys tackle at FRM Solutions. Give us your sort of, you know, quick elevator pitch. Tell us about FRM and what you guys do.
Well, FRM is an acronym. It's the name of our company, but it's also an acronym. And the acronym is Franchise Relationship Management. We're a software tool. It's a software tool that's built in on the Microsoft platform and utilizes two Microsoft technologies in tandem. One is called Microsoft Dynamics CRM, which is contact management. The other is Microsoft SharePoint, which is more collaborative information and content management through intranet and portal access for prospective and existing franchisees to get to the information that's relevant to them, the information that they need when they need it, and to get in, get it, and get out.
Gotcha. So I guess what makes you guys different? I mean, I know there are other companies out there who make use of CRM systems like you guys have and, you know, create customer or franchisee prospect-facing portals. You know, what makes you guys unique?
I think the greatest unique advantage of our product is that it is on a platform and that the platform is Microsoft. So there are other systems out there that are offered by what I call single solution providers. They basically have built a website, if you will, but they're the only people who can satisfy your requirements as a customer. They're the only people who service the need instead of being on an open platform like Microsoft, which with an open API, it's basically like a linkage to anything else in the realm, kind of like the internet, where you can go anywhere you want to go and connect with anything you want to connect with. We don't try to be all things to all people. at FRM. We do what we do, and we do it really well, which is helping franchisors manage the relationships with prospective franchisees and help the prospective franchisee have an experience learning about the brand that they're interested in. And then we help manage the relationship along through the store opening or the unit opening process. If there's no real estate, there are probably still projects that need to be completed before a franchisee can be properly trained and stand up to start doing business. And so we have modules that assist with those projects. And then we have modules that manage content and contact management so that now that a legal entity has purchased the franchise, all the relevant documents that are associated with the entity and all of the communication back and forth between the franchisor and the franchisee and different representatives of both that need to be archived and housed, we help kind of make all that a lot easier than the old world of paper and banker's boxes and warehouses. The thing that makes us most different in our space is that because we're on a Microsoft platform, we're able to offer the engagement and the interaction with our software through another piece of software that about 90% of the business world functions through, and that's called Outlook. Mm-hmm. So where others in our space will try to suggest that they either sync with Outlook or they have ways to connect with Outlook, the reality is there's nobody that has seamless integration with Outlook but FRM. And because of that, appointments and tasks and calendar events and every email to or from a member of the corporate team to anyone at the franchisee's team doesn't need to be cut or pasted from, you know, one program to another to house it all properly and correctly and seamlessly. It's done flawlessly right from the Outlook inbox. So there's no real adaption problems with our product where people have something new to learn. They're just extending their experience and Outlook to encompass contact management and working with their prospective and existing franchisees.
Got it. Now, you said a bunch of stuff there that certainly makes sense to me from a franchisor side. You know, the seamless integration with Outlook and Microsoft certainly keeps it comfortable. It's something that I know. And, you know, having that seamlessly integrated with my efforts in the CRM tool and with my outreach and my communication to candidates and then, you know, helping me come, you know, provide forms and communication and the sort of reportable, dashboardable concept you're talking about to not just help me sign a franchisee, but help me get them started and up and running all the way through grand opening and having all those things, you know, online and in the same place that I can access and communicate with them effectively sounds great. So let's dive a little bit deeper into what the franchisee candidate or the, you know, newly signed franchisee sees on his end. I certainly get the value from the franchisor side. I think our listeners would really like to know, you know, if I'm a franchisor and I'm reaching out to them through FRM's technology and through the products you guys have, what's the difference in experience that I'll see on my end? Or I'm putting myself in both sides. So if I am the prospective franchisee,
sure.
What's the difference I see on my side than what you'd see through a FranConnect, ProcessSpeak, some of your other competitors
sure.
out there?
So I guess Outlook is at the center of the answer to both sides of the question, Graham.
Got it.
Because
got it.
For the franchisor, the advantage is that we offer up everything in Outlook and you know, the 30 or 40 blips on radar that are prospective franchisees that any franchise development person is working on at any given time. He can stay centered in his Outlook inbox, and he can manage all of those different candidates that he's working through the funnel. On the prospective franchisee side, however, Outlook is the last place that you want to force your candidate to have to learn more about your brand. I mean, think about it. Nobody looks at a single franchise number one. So if a candidate is in the marketplace shopping, he's probably got three or four brands that are pushing information his way. He's probably already got a job, or he's got another business that he's going to be bolting onto whatever franchise opportunity he's considering. And so this is a busy person. And this busy person has a busy Outlook inbox on a day-to-day, in the course of his day-to-day, he's already got a lot of traffic going through his inbox, managing his existing job or business and his personal life. add to that three or four franchise brands now pushing information to them, then it becomes daunting, overwhelming, and at the very least confusing when this candidate is getting all these different marketing pushes coming from three, four brands at a time, and you start forgetting who sent me what. I think I heard this from Firehouse. No, maybe I heard it from Subway. I'm not sure. Well, you know what happens when they get that kind of traffic coming their way is a candidate can tend to get overwhelmed. And and if you get overwhelmed, you become polarized. And if you become polarized, you stop. So what we try to do differently than others is we provide a portal for prospective franchisees to gain access to the franchisor's information that's relevant to the stage of discovery that the candidate is at. They're going to continue the franchisor to have a public-facing franchise development website that attracts people's interest. But as that candidate starts to get more and more involved in dialogue with a particular brand and is learning more and more now about how to become a franchisee in that brand, the portal is going to give him access to a place that's got specific information that's not on the public-facing website, information that's pertaining to the stage of self-directed discovery he's currently at. And the franchisor can load up anything they want, from PDFs to WAV files to MP3 or 4 streaming videos. You know, the candidates can see in a targeted place that's specific only to that particular brand the things that are relevant to the stage of discovery that they're at, and not be confused. Did I hear this from brand X or Y? It's only thing they're seeing in the portal is the information relevant to that brand. And they can communicate with the franchisor, and the franchisor with the prospective franchisee in that environment where everything is crystal clear and there's no distraction and there's no five other brands coming at him at the same time for him to be dodging and weaving and trying to figure out where he's at and who told him what. All that communication is much more clarified in that environment.
No doubt. No, that's big time. I mean, particularly in a time and place and a world where franchise prospects are more aggressive in their trying to acquire information online and learn more about brands and the story they're telling online prior to buying in, but also much more timid and behind the curtain in that they want to do that online exploration, engage with people through email, through portals like you're referencing, through what they can find online prior to engaging in a dialogue with a brand. Having personalized to the point information that's clear for each step as they go through the process with a brand that you guys are offering them enough around, that makes complete sense and is certainly catering towards the personalized clear information that today's prospect is looking for. That's awesome. So I guess building from there and sort of talking about the differentiators you guys have or the space in which you play, and this is something that you and I have worked on as we've been helping FRM with a few things over here at 919 Marketing. But there was recently a pretty sizable merger that occurred within your space. Sort of take us through, how that's going to impact you guys at FRM and how that's going to impact your industry and franchising as a whole.
Well, it's hard to read tea leaves or read a crystal ball and see what the exact impact may be, but anyone who's been around as long as I have, Graham, has lived through mergers and acquisitions and franchising as well as other space, and there are some things that are just predictable that happen as the result of companies coming together. When companies that are bi-coastal, as are Process Peak and Franconet, you got an East Coast and a West Coast culture coming together. You've got two different technologies that are being joined together. You've got a private equity infusion, so that's another voice at the table in addition to the two entrepreneurs that are coming together. There are bound to be changes that are going to occur, many of which may be positive, but we all know that when you've got different cultures, companies, and technologies coming together, change is pretty consistently the only thing you can count on. And for companies that are going to be impacted by that, there are going to be people in this space that are going to be standing back and evaluating how they feel about those changes and whether or not those changes are positive or negative. are going to cause decisions to be made about things that FRM wants to be in that decision-making pool. So, I mean, whether you're a Process P customer or a Frankenet customer, if change is upon you, you've got decisions to make, and we just want to be sure that anyone who's confronted with decisions is making a decision based on full information, which means that it's not just the options that are being served up by the merged companies, but maybe there are alternatives to consider as well that could put you in an environment like ours that you never even considered or thought of before, but you should. And so we're just here to serve that need.
Sure. And I know sort of helping these folks who are out there who are clients with other competitors of yours or have never tried to work with a software such as the franchise relationship management software you guys offer, they may be having trouble for navigating the maze that is out there or coming up with a way to crack the code of the matrix of, franchise sales and communication with prospective franchisees, which I know is the key message you're taking in the IFA show for folks who are thinking about those changes you just referenced due to that merger or who are looking into finding a way to, cut through the noise that's out there and figure out how to use technology effectively to connect with franchisees, prospective franchisees, and make them, long-term franchise partners that will lead to their brand sustainable growth. So I guess take us through your approach to the IFA show, what your key message is there, what you're trying to share with, franchise brands and their executives who are coming to speak with you and other folks you'll be meeting at the IFA show.
Well, it's the same message that franchisors impart, really. I mean, we treat our business just the way franchising treats its business. You provide a service that others could probably do on their own or find other ways to facilitate, but because of the economies of scale or because of certain efficiencies and systems that you've got in place as a franchisor, it becomes more economical and it becomes an easier thing to do interdependently sometimes than, you could open up Larry's Sub Shop instead of Subway, or you could open up an independent childcare instead of a branded, a branded concept. And at the end of the day, it all comes down to the same thing. If it's costing me more to do something than I'm gaining as the result of having it, then I probably shouldn't do it. But but when something can be brought to you that streamlines your business and gives you more efficiency in how you operate your business and helps with collaboration and communication across departments so that everyone can see with transparency what's going on, so that you're not working just in your business and improving departmentally, you're working on your business because you're creating metrics and data points and building information and KPIs about how your whole business is running effectively with a system and a tool in place like FRM. So we're no different than a franchisor. We see it as we're bringing systems to the marketplace that are going to help you streamline, operate efficiently, and just like a candidate for a franchise buys a franchised brand because he sees the value proposition that the franchisor provides, we do the same. We're bringing systems, efficiencies, communication tools, and the ability to for emerging brands as well as legacy brands to streamline and operate with transparency and taking data that's really available to them that they oftentimes are just not using and helping them put it into places and in reports and in modules where that information becomes a powerful fuel to help them drive their business further than it could have gone without the knowledge being capitalized on. It's already there. The data is there. We're just putting that data into an engine that helps make it visible and actionable, and that's what FRM's going to IFA to do this year, and what we're continuing to press forth with in the marketplace is trying to help businesses grow and grow with sustainable growth by having tools and systems like ours in place to help them manage their businesses.
Gotcha. So how are you sharing that message quickly? When you go to these IFA shows, so I come to your booth and I see you and some of your employees there, and I come up and talk to you. What am I going to see at the booth? What am I going to take with me? What will I see when I'm there? What's sort of your process to try to influence people at the show?
Well, a good conversation is always a great place to start. And at IFA, I kind of see us at IFA like politicians on the campaign trail. You want to kiss as many babies and hug and shake as many hands as you can.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of what we're going to do. We're going to have some fun at our booth, though, this year. And you kind of towed into it a little on the front end of our interview. Anybody who has seen the trilogy of movies that talk about navigating the maze and going through the matrix, that's kind of the keyed in. We're keyed in on that this year to have a little bit of fun and help those separate the myth from reality as to what it is that they can do with software and how they can benefit from it. You know, talking software is feature talk. We don't want to talk feature talk. We're not under the hood guys. We've got them. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of them that are very, very smart developers and computer scientists that can build everything needed to make the software work. But we're franchising people. And as such, we know what the needs are of users. So at IFA, all I want to do is engage conversations with franchise development people, operational people, legal compliance people, support personnel, senior executives, and suggest that we can help you streamline and function and operate your business with a lot more information than we all know. Knowledge is power. All we want to do is bring that knowledge into a place where it's easily seen, and our tool provides for sortable information that becomes reportable information, dashboardable information, so that department heads can see the appropriate screens from on high as they log in every day, and just be better at what you do because you're now systems reliant as opposed to just people dependent.
Gotcha. Well, as someone who will be at that IFA show, I'm excited to see what your booth looks like and the type of traction you guys are getting there, which I'm sure will be big. So speaking of the IFA show or other trade shows of that ilk, you're talking about your strategy there and how you're going to be sparking these conversations, kissing babies, making waves. If I'm heading to the show and I'm a franchisor, or I'm a supplier who, you know, may be exhibiting there or maybe trying to get something out of it. If I'm a first time attendee to the show, which you were at one time, and I know you've been to the show many times as, you know, a franchisor, as a supplier on all sides of the spectrum, does the strategy or what you're trying to get from this change depending on the side of the fence you're playing on? Are there any parallels?
Sure.
I guess give us some strategic advice on how you would approach this as a first-time attendee.
As a first-time attendee, you're going to be treated by IFA to some help because, you know, I was a first-time attendee about 1,000 years ago, but I've been an ambassador for years since, and we as ambassadors take on the responsibility of adopting a handful of first-timers. So first-timers will have some type of a designation on their badge, so those of us that are veterans can help them navigate their maze and work,
sure,
work through, you know, navigation of the IFA, which can be a daunting event for first-timers. But come
it
with
can
purpose.
Be overwhelming for sure.
If you're coming for the first time, come with purpose. And don't try to do a gulp, you know, gulp the elephant down in a single swallow. It's too big. So come knowing what you're looking for. And the very first thing you should do, no matter whether you are a legacy brand or if you are a emerging franchisor coming for the first time, the first thing you should do is what I call 541. And 541 is my booth number. So visit us. Come visit us for sure. We definitely want to see you on the floor of the exhibit hall. But come with purpose. Come focused on what it is you're trying to accomplish this year. And attend the appropriate concurrent learning sessions. They're all tracked by IFA so that, you know, smaller brands have a track that they can follow, that the courses that are in that curriculum will be appropriate for your stage of development. Legacy brands will have programming offered to them that are more appropriate to their size and their age as a brand. And IFA does the best they can do to help you kind of break it down. And then there's also a first-timers reception, which every newbie will come to and basically hear from some veterans in the business. Fred DeLuca, the founder of Subway for years, would stand up in that room and just mesmerize people with, you know, his simplistic message of, hey, I did one, and then I was standing before I knew it, it was 50 and then 100. And if I can do it, you can do it, because I'm not the brightest guy in the world, kind of thing. And he just became very relatable to the audience. It takes a lot of the fear and the intimidation out of you know, being in such a large convention. But first-timers, come with purpose. Begin with the end in mind. Know what you're going to be at that convention trying to accomplish, and don't try to drink the whole thing in. You know, if you go home with one or two actionable nuggets, one or two things that you can actually implement and impact your business, better to do that and take a deeper dive into one or two than to try to do 10 things that you'll start and finish none of them. So come visit us at booth 541, and we can help you with that by setting you on the right path with solutions with technology at your side to help you grow and manage sustainable growth in your business.
No, that's excellent advice. And, you know, there are ambassadors just like Stan all over the place. The IFA does a heck of a job making sure people feel welcomed and involved at the IFA show. If it's your first time, your 10th time, your 20th time, you know, there should be some great stuff here at the IFA show next week.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Vegas. Holy cow. Yeah. Well, speaking, Stan, of actionable items you can take home with you, I think that we accomplished something very much along those lines at the Public Affairs Conference last September. That's morphed into something very powerful for your company. So tell our audience more about, you know, the strategic relationships you've been able to form over the past 5 months, and what that's going to do to help, you know, FRM Solutions take it to the next level this year.
Well, I think you've got to approach business with the same mentality as the business that we are all in. I don't care whether you are in food service, retail, education, service business. We're all in franchising, and franchising is built upon relationships that are interdependent in nature. And so as a supplier, I'm really no different than any of those categories of franchisors. My relationships with other professionals that are working with franchise brands that can benefit from a product like mine is important for me to communicate to those suppliers. I don't just talk to franchisors about what FRM can do. I'm talking to people who write their manuals. I'm talking to the attorneys that help them craft the FDDs. I'm talking to consultants and people who are helping them build their brands and marketing. And for every professional that services the needs of either emerging and or legacy brands to be aware of the FRM product and what it does and how it does it a little bit differently by being on a platform called Microsoft and having open APIs to communicate openly, just like the internet will let you go anywhere. We can connect to other softwares that franchisors require their franchisees to gain access to. So with Portal, we talked about how Portal works for a prospective franchisee. We've got portal access for existing franchisees. They can log in once through their franchisee portal and then get all the information that they need from their brand, but then their brand may also require them to deal with approved suppliers, and maybe they order uniforms or marketing materials or stationery from other approved suppliers. Rather than having those franchisees have 15 logins 15 different places, there's nothing a franchisee hates more. We give them one login through our portal, get all the corporate information that you need, have access to all the corporate specific information you need, and from there, it's your gateway. One click onto an icon and off you go to the other 10 places you need to go without having to sign in again. So we want to be able to help other professionals in the franchise supplier forum, if you will, know that we are here and we are different, and that bringing their clients to us, and as we do bring our clients to them, is beneficial for the sustainability of their growth. And, you know, we're not going to be just like any other vehicle. You can't be the right one for everyone. But for franchisors that have sustainable growth in mind and understand the value proposition of doing it right and growing into a system instead of trying to just commoditize and do something on the cheapest way that you can is oftentimes not the best way. And, you know, all I want out of Business Graham, all I want for FRM, I can't be first in the space. I came too late to be first. I don't know if I'll ever be biggest, and I really don't care. All I really want to ever be is best at what I do, best in class. And for franchisors that are building best-in-class systems, I want every professional that I know to know that I've got a best-in-class system, and they can entrust the relationships of their candidate or their clients to this company to be treated the same way as they treat them themselves. And that's my take on that question.
Amen, brother. So what I guess what changes or other changes or announcements are on the board this year that you guys will be, you know, releasing to your prospects, to your clients, to improve the experience and make FRM even better this year?
Well, a lot of things going on in the Microsoft world, with two words that are going to become more often heard than not, and those words are machine intelligence. And there is a great deal of opportunity to learn more from the behavior of those who came before you, but in the same space doing the same thing. So we are going to be integrating a great deal of machine intelligence, which, again, that's feature speak, but the benefit is predictive analysis, being able to, just like TransUnion or Experian or any of the credit bureaus, can take a little bit of data from any of us and from some of the algorithms that they've created to learn about how long you've been at a job or how much you make and how much you have in the bank. And they get just enough from the data points that they can collect to determine what your FICO score should be. We're in the process now of similarly being able to digest information about who should or shouldn't be a franchise, who should or shouldn't be a multi-unit franchisee, who can we learn, what can we learn from the information that has been data pooled by others that came before you and others that will come since through this machine intelligence. And so this is a very exciting opportunity for franchisors to be able to not only benefit from contact management and content management, but to actually be able to digest some predictive analysis of the data in their own databases from the thousands of people that they've spoken with about franchises who may or may not have bought, but there's still data points there that can be learned from. You know, how long did it take from the time they were disclosed until they responded, or how long did it take for an application to come? Just like the credit bureaus have their data points, we're going to build some algorithms around data points that are going to help us create some intelligence around all the information that exists so that you can make more of it than just a place to store it with a system like FRM.
Predictive and personalized. I dig it.
Yep.
So let's see. We have couple more questions left here. Do have to wrap this up. So, you know, I have heard from a little birdie that you guys are putting on a pretty big show at the IFA show to come by the booth, as you guys may be giving away a nice little Microsoft influence prize after the fact, right?
Well, yeah, we may have a Microsoft product or two that will be part of the mix. We're also going to personalize some gifts for those who come by, and I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag on that. 541, come see. It'll take you 10 minutes, and you'll walk away with a gift and the opportunity to crack the code on an even bigger prize. And literally, the greatest prize of all is gaining some information as to how to put sustainable in front of growth in the management of your relationships and business.
Got you covered. We will leave it at that. So is there anything else about your presence at the IFA, about what you do for franchisors and the franchisees they're trying to influence? Anything else you'd like to share before we call it a night?
No, I think it's all good, Graham. You know, I love franchising. You can probably detect I've got a little bit of passion about this business that I'm in.
No doubt about it.
And you know, to be able to deliver to companies the kinds of tools that we can have available today, I just wish that in my years of doing the role of franchisor, of being an executive, I just wish that these technologies could have been available to me then. But
sure,
to be able to bring this to the marketplace now and help franchisors be more effective at what they're doing and give them more time to actually manage the things they should be working on, growing their top and bottom lines for their franchisees, for their own operating entities, because tools like this let them have the time, freeing up cycles of their time to better and more efficiently manage their business is a beautiful thing, and I'm just really, really excited about bringing this to market.
No doubt. So if anyone wants a demo or wants to learn more about FRM, how can they reach you? How can they do some exploration on their own end before they see you at the show?
Well, FRMSolutions.com will bring you to our website. You can just complete a short form there for information or for a demo. We get back to you the same day, just like you would with your candidates for a franchise. We're very responsive to those requests for information. Always happy to hear from anyone. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, on our own website. So anyone wants to set up a meeting or schedule a meeting to sit down and have a deeper conversation at IFA, please don't hesitate to reach out to me in advance of the convention, and let's schedule some time now so that we don't leave it to chance out in Las Vegas.
Sounds awesome. Well, you certainly have me pretty jacked up for the back end of next week. Hopefully your wife doesn't get too mad at you for missing Valentine's Day.
Yeah, thanks, Graham. I appreciate it. And once again, always good being with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stan. And to our listeners as well, we hope you enjoyed the show this evening. Again, if you guys have any questions or want to leave us any comments, you can reach out to Rick or myself, Graham Chapman, on LinkedIn. So find him at Rick Bizio, myself at Graham Chapman on that space. Both of us are on Twitter. I'm at GRChapman5. He is at EducatedZ, EducatedZEE. Certainly track the action by following his articles on Entrepreneur. And be sure to visit his websites, AFranchiseCoach.com and EducatedFranchisee.com, to learn how to use tools like, you know, what Stan is offering to franchisors to become an educated franchisee and build towards your own sustainable growth. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Very excited to have John Reynolds back on end of the month to talk about the youth movement in franchising and what they're doing at the IFA through the Next Gen program to, you know, build upon what Stan's done with the PATHI to create a bridge between young millennial upstarts trying to crack the franchising space and learn how to make themselves successful there. So good night, everyone. Thank you for joining. We look forward to having you back on last Thursday of the month, February 26th. Good night, everybody.